Yehuda Mishnah is Klayim Perek Zayin. Mishnalef, HaMavrich Es HaGefen Boretz. If somebody sinks into the ground, the Mavrich means you sink into the ground the vine. Im Ein Ofer Agav, if you don't have dirt on top of this vine, Shleisha Tvochim, three Tvochim, is Lo Yovi Zera Oleho. You're not allowed to plant another seed, vegetables on top of this vine. In other words, we're talking about now that you have a long vine, and it's away more than six tfochim away from the ikar, from the roots of the vine. And therefore we had before, six tfochim away from the roots, you're allowed to plant another zera, it's not called klayakerim. However, now this long vine you have, like six tfochim away from its roots, you want to sink in a part of the vine into the ground, like to make it grow up again, like to have a new vine there. So now, if you sunk it into the ground more than three tefachim deep, then on top of the vine, you're still allowed to plant other zeroyim. Because since it's six tefachim away from the original ikar of the vine, there's no issaklai akerim. However, if the vine, you do not sink into the ground more than three tefachim deep, it's less than three tefachim deep, then on top of the vine, you're not allowed to plant other seeds, because the seeds will grow straight into the vine. So that's this halacha, again, that ha-mavruch es ha-gefen boritz, if you want to sink this vine into the ground, it may not for agab, if you don't have dirt on top of it, shleshet fochim, is lo-yovi zero leho. You're not allowed to bring another seed on top of it. Afilu hivricho b'dalas oy b'silon. Even if you made the havrocha, you like sunk it into a dalas, an old pumpkin, or else oy b'silon into a pipe, still it has the same halacha. If it's not deep, three tefachim, it's also to bring other seeds there. What about tevricha b'sela? Let's say you sunk in this vine into something very hard, like a rock. So then, afal pi she'ein ofer agab ela shleishet zvois, even though on top of it you do not have dirt, three tefachim, but rather it's only three etzbois, still muta lohovi zero oleho. You're allowed to plant other seeds on top of it. And the svori is that since you put this vine into a cell, into a strong rock, so now if you plant on top of it, the rock will stop it, that the seed will not go into the vine. Therefore, there will not be any yisaklai akerim. Therefore, you're allowed to plant another seed on top. Then the Mishnah says, so akuva shebagefen, if you have a bend, like a bent knee in the vine, in other words, the vine is growing up, and then it bends over, and then it starts to grow up again like a second time, is a moedadin lo ela min ha'ikar hasheni. When you have to go away six tfochim, you do not count from the real roots, but rather from the second bend, from the place where this vine bends over and then starts up again, there we have to be marchik, go away six tfachim before you can plant other seeds next to it. Your Mishnah Beis, HaMavrich Sholosh Gefanim V'Yikrehem Nirim, if you like, sink into the ground three different vines, and now the ends of it are nearer. So really each end is nearer separately, so it looks like six Gefanim now. So Reb Lezer Tzadik says, "Im yesh b'neihem mi'arba amos v'yad shemayna, if there's a space in between the ends of this vine, is between four amos and eight amos, is harei yelum mitzdarfus. Then mitzdarf, it makes it into a kerem, and therefore, like the Loch Ridge, you can't plant another seed unless you go away four amos." But v'yimlav, let's say either there's less than four amos, or else more than eight amos, is enem mitzdarfus. Then we do not put them together. Therefore, it's not called like a kerem, but rather like a separate vine that you only have to go away six tefachim. Now, what's going to be gefen sheyofsho? You had a gefen that dried up, like all its leaves fell off already, and now it's dried up. The lochri is asura. Still, you're not allowed to plant other seeds next to it because it looks like klaya kerem, asmarasayin. But v'yena mekadeshes, if you do plant something else there, it does not become asa b'hano because really it's not klaya kerem since the gefen, the vine, dried up already. Rabbi Meir says, af tzemer gefen osur. Who are then a cotton plant is also with klai hakerem, but v'yena mekadesh, it does not make it become osa. Again, this is only Marasayin, but really does not become us. If you do this in the vine, it's not called Klai HaKerim. Rabbi Leza Bar Tzadik Oime Mishmo, he says over the name of Rabbi Meir, that Af Agabi HaGefen Osor V'yeinu Mekadish. That means even if you want to plant on top of the vine, still it doesn't become osur. This is really a case of the beginning of the Mishnah, where we made this har hamavrich, and in case we do not have three tfochim of karka on top, that we said you're not allowed to plant another seed. So he learned this only lechatchila mishum marasayin, you're not allowed to do it. But if b'diavad you would do it, you would put another seed there, it does not become osur. There would not be the sisa of klai hakerim. Mishnah Gimel. Eilu oisrin v'loy mekadishin. Also, these things you're not allowed to plant next to the kerim. It's also to do with lechatchila. But if you do it loy mekadishin, it does not make an issa klai hakerim. It does not become osa bahano. Now, moisar churban hakerim. In the case where in the middle of the kerim, middle of a regular vineyard, it was churav, some space was churav. So we had a Mishnah before that says, Korachas HaKerem, that you're only allowed to plant other seeds there if you have a space of 16 Amis by 16 Amis in between. That's Lechatchila. But let's say you went ahead and planted even though you did not have 16 by 16. So again, it's also to do it, but if you do it, it's Lo Mekadishin. It does not make an Issa Klai HaKerem, since really you're more than 4 Amis away from the Kerem. What about Moisar Mechil HaKerem? The same halacha we had before by Mechil HaKerem means the end of the Kerem near the gate. Now there we said you have to stay away, if only you can only plant if there's 12 Amos empty there. So let's say you have less than 12 Amos and you go and plant something. Again, Lechatchila it was also, but if you do it, the Mishnah says it does not become an Issa of Klai HaKerem, since really you're more than 4 Amos away. And also Moisar Piskei Oros. That's what we had before in the Mishnah before, about the vines that are hanging over. Also, there are certain cases where you're not allowed to plant next to it, but that's only also to do it. But if you do it, it does not become us with Klai HaKerem. And Moisar Apif Royos, also we had before, also where you have the vine hanging over, and it was a question and may continue on, you're not allowed to plant underneath it. Again, it's only Lechatchila, but if you do it, it does not become also with the nisr of Klai HaKerem. Avotachas HaGefen. But in a case where you plant underneath the vine, where you have a long vine that's moshech and you plant underneath it, or else we avoid this HaGefen, if you plant within six tfochim from a gefen, or else we arba amish of a kerem, that you're supposed to go away. If you have a kerem, you have to go move away for amis. If you do not go away for amis, then harayelu mekachos. In these last three cases, here it becomes also with the issa klai hakerem, and it becomes also bahanor, and what then is turning straight for you would have to burn it.
Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Hamesachech es gafnoi agabeit fuosoi shachaveroi. The person lets his own vines grow over his friend's tfuah, his friend's wheat. So in other words, by you letting your vines grow over his wheat, you are causing it to be klai hakerem now. So you are causing his wheat to become asa bahanor also. Therefore, the halacha is that the Tanakam holds that hareze kidesh v'chayir bachar yusay, that it becomes the issa of klai hakerem. Your gef and your vines makes your friend's tfuah become asa bahanor, and since you ruined it, you're like a mazik, you have to pay him for it. However, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, they both say that ein odo mekadesh dov shein shaloi. No, you have no right to make your friend's tfuah become asa bahanor, since you do not own it. So therefore you cannot make his tfuah asa with issa of klai hakerem.
Yeah, Mishnah Hei. Omer Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says that Maisa Bi'ech, it happened once a story, Shezora es Karmo Bashrias, that a person once planted some vegetables in his vineyard on Shvias, on Shemitah. Now, Ubo Maisa Lefnei Rabbi Kiva, they asked the Shal in front of Rabbi Kiva, does the Tfuah become Asa Banor or not? The Yomer, he said back, Ein Odo Mekadish Dov Shein Shaloi, again, that a person has no right to make his Tfuah Asa on Shvias, since on Shvias, on Shemitah, Yikark is like Hefka.
The kerem is like hefkes, like you don't own it. Anybody can come and take it. So since you do not own it, it's not like yours. Therefore, when you grow the zera there, the other vegetables, you cannot make it also. You cannot make an issa klaha kerem, since it's like you do not own the kerem.
Ye mishneh vov ho'anus. That means, let's say somebody stole, like somebody forced a karka away from the owner. So you have a gazlin that stole somebody's karka. Shezora sakerim, you stole the vineyard, and now the gan of the gazlin went and planted some other vegetables there. And he made it klaya kerim. V'yotzim lefonov, and then Bezdin takes away the karka from the gazlin, and we find out that he stole it, and we give it back to the original owner. So again, the law is that does not become with an issa of klaya kerim. Since the gazlin that planted the klaya kerem, it did not belong to him, so he has no right to make it also for the bailam. However, the loch is, koitzroi afilu b'moyed. When the bailam gets back his field, the kerem is mutter. But he's supposed to cut off the tfuah, whatever other things that the gazlin grew, he's supposed to cut it down now with neymar asayin. Like, people should not think that he's keeping klayim. And afilu b'moyed, you're allowed to do this even during chol hamoed. Even though usually during Chol HaMoed you're not supposed to work on the karka, but here that it should not look like you're doing an issa klaya kerem, you're allowed to cut off this other tua, these other vegetables that the gazlin grew, you're allowed to cut them off even during Chol HaMoed. Now, at kamahu noisam lapoilim, until how much do you have to pay the workers? Let's say you can't find workers to cut down this tua that was grown, and you have to pay no extra money, like, to get them to work. So how much extra money do you have to pay to have a worker come and cut down this other tfuah, that it should not look like klai kerem by you? So achlish, until a third, you have to spend a third more than usually. Let's say usually a worker charges $10 a day, and you can't find anybody. So you have to spend one third more to try and find workers. Yosa mikan, let's say even for a third more, even for $13, $14, $15, still you can't get a worker to work on the field, to cut off the tfua, then the locher is kaitza kedarka v'heilach. You don't have to hire workers anymore, even though it won't be done so fast, but just you do it whenever you have time, like you have to go and do it now. It's kaitza kedarka v'heilach, afilu liyachar hamoed, even though it'll take your time to do it till first, till after chol hamoed, still you're allowed to do it. Now, me'ei musai hu nikra onus, at what time does the gazlin, like, get a name like the field is his now, and therefore by him there will be an issof klaya kerem? Misha yishka, when it's sunk in by him, which means when now we feel the field will stay by the gazlin, it's not going to be taken away anymore, like the original owner's name is forgotten, nobody knows it anymore, and now it will stay by the gazlin, so now it's considered like his field. And therefore, of course, he has no heter to grow klai hakerem. So from now on, if he keeps it there, the klai hakerem, or grows new klai hakerem, it would become asa b'hanor. Because once it's forgotten the original owner's name of the field, now it's like the gazlin's field, so there will be an issa klai hakerem. Mishneh Zayin. Haruach shilalo es hagafonim al gabi tfuah. If the wind came like and blew the vines over on top of somebody's wheat, on top of somebody's tfuah. So now it looks like klai hakerem. So therefore the locher is yigdor miyod. You're supposed to make a geder, make a wall there, build a fence right away, so that it should not look like klai hakerem, as if to say there's the vines on one side and there's the tfuah on the other sides. What about an eira oinus? Let's say an oinus happened, something happened that you were not able to build the fence, mutter. Then, of course, the tfuah is still mutter, even though it grows more than 1/200 now, when the gefanim are like lying on top of the tfuah. But since lemaisa, the roots are not mixed together, it's only the long vines that are being thrown over the tfuah, so therefore lemaisa, it's still mutter, there's no issa of klai hakerem. The same halacha would apply by a vegetable also. If the long vegetable is like growing over the vine, or the vine is growing over the vegetable, is machzir, just like push it back to the other side, v'yeinu makadish, and it does not come with an issa of klai hakerem. Now, me'ei mosai tfuah miskadeshes. When you do have vines growing next to the tfuah, that it should become an issa klai hakerem. How much has to be grown to give it an issa of klai hakerem? So by tfuah, by wheat, misetashrish, when the shroshim, when the roots start to grow, when the roots start to grow of the wheat in the ground, and it's growing near a kerem, then there is an issa of klai hakerem.
the anovim. What about when you're growing the vines? If you have a wheat field and now you're growing a vine next to it, when does it make an issa klei kerem? Mishayasa kpul halovin. When it grows out a grape the size of a kpul halovin, like a white bean, when the grapes are that big, then it's chal nisa klei kerem. But if somebody would plant a vine in the middle of a tefuah field, and before the vine gives off even the smallest amount of grapes, you would pull it off, there would be no issa klei kerem. Now tefuah sheyov shekol tzarka, if you have wheat that dried up completely, or else for yanovim you have grapes shebishlo kol tzarkan, that's completely ripe already, is ain't a miskatris. Now if you go and plant something next to it, there will not be an issa klei kerem, since this is completely grown already, there's no issa klei kerem. Klei kerem is only when both the grapes and the tfu are growing. The shas is growing, it can't be grown together. But here it's considered like it's already grown already, therefore there's no issa klei kerem.
Mishneches, otzutz nokuf.
You have a flower pot that nokuf has a hole on the bottom of it, so it gets like its nourishment from the ground. So mekadesh bekerem. If you put this otzutz, this flower pot, that's that has vegetables growing in it, you put it down in the middle of a kerem, in the middle of the vineyards, and there is in it next to the vines that makes an issa klei kerem, it becomes also, it's mekadesh, it becomes also bahanor with the issa klei kerem. What about for shein and nokov? Let's say this flower pot does not have a hole in it. So then ain't a makadish. Then what grows does not become us, so there's no issa klei kerem. For Rabbi Shimon says, zev ze oisrim v'lo mikachin. In both cases, whether the flower pot has a hole in it or it doesn't have a hole in it, it's also to put this flower pot in the middle of the kerem. However, it does not become an issa klei kerem. The tfu and the vines does not become us. Because it's not considered like it's Zeruah Baretz, even though it has a hole in the flower plot, but still it's not called grown in the ground, it would not be also with klei kerem. And that's the halacha like Rabbi Shimon. Hamavir otzutz nokuf hakerem. If somebody just travels like or carries over a flower pot that has tfuah wheat growing in it, that has a hole in it, and you carry it through the kerem, if you take your time, and when it grows there, it grows 1/200 of this wheat, so it's being grown now over the vines, therefore it becomes also, it's also to do it. And also, some learn means the zero, even according to the sheet, it's only the seeds that become also, but the gefanim do not become also. Since you do not have in mind to leave it on the karka, therefore this chumra would only be upon the zera, what's in the flower pot should become asa, but not what's in the fields. The kerem, that does not become asa.
Yeperek ches, mishnalef, klai hakerem asurim milizroya umilakayim viyasurim bahano. The use of klai hakerem, that means you have a kerem, you have your vines growing, that you're not allowed to grow inside either vegetables or else tfuah. So it's also both to zroya, to plant it. You're not allowed to plant the zroyim with the geffen together. Umilakayim, if it was grown already, you're not allowed to keep it growing. There's an issa to be mekayim to let it grow. V'yasurim b'hano, and also there's an issa enjoyment. Klai hakerem is not only yasa b'achila, but it's also to have any enjoyment from it, but rather you have to burn it. Now what about klai zroyim? That means planting two different types of vegetables, one next to another, like we had in the first three prokim. In Eretz Yisrael, the other halacha is that asurim mil zroya umilakayim, you're not allowed to plant them together, and you're not allowed to keep them planting, keep them growing. However, mutarim b'achila, if somebody did this sissa, planted two zroyim together, lemaisa what's grown, you're allowed to eat. There's v'chol shechein b'hano, and for sure you're allowed to have enjoyment from it. There's no issur achilu on klai zroyim. What about klai begodim? It means like shatnis, to have wool and lax and flax together. Mutarin b'chol dov, you're allowed to make it. You're allowed to make shatnis. V'yeinu masurim elim elulvosh. The issur is only to wear it, but not to make the shatnis. What about klai behema? Let's say you have klai behema, opposite animals. Is mutarim legadol lekayim? You're allowed to raise them and keep them. V'yeinu masurim elim elharbia. The Yisr klai behema is not allowed to put on one on top of another one, not let them live together.
that if they're not being malarbia, just to raise them, there's no issa. Taishno klayim behema asurim bez zebozer. Klayim is an animal of klayim. It's also one with the other. Both malarbia to let them live together, and what then they're also to do work together. Like the pasuk says, leisachro spishor uvechamor yachtov. You can't work together with the shor and a chamor. So the two children of Kalayim also, since they come from two different minim, it's like the shor and a chamor that you can't work with them together.
Mishnah Beis, behema in behema. When one type of a behema with another type of a behema, or else for chayim chaya, two different minim of chayis, or else behema im chaya, or else for chayim behema. Or else Temeya im Temeya, also two different types of minim, two different types of behemoth Temeyas. Or else Tahura im Tahura, a behemoth that's Torah with another type of a min of a behemoth Tahura. Or else Temeya im Tahura, or else Tahura im Temeya, the Lachar is any one of these two types of animals, it is Asurin Lachroish, Velim Shoich Velahanig. Like we said before, there's this issa of the Lysachroish. Lysachroish, Peshor, Vachamor, Yachtov, Sinalaradu, Harisha, with any one of these two animals together, Ros Falimshech, let them pull together a wagon, Ros Lahanig, to lead them when they're tied together, even without a wagon or without weight on top of them. You're not allowed to lead them together. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Ha-manig, somebody that does lead together the shor and the chamor together, he leads together klai behemo, the locher is sefik esaboyim, he gets malchus for this. He's over the lav of le-sachros b'shor v'chamor yachtov, it's a lav v'yesh poim ha'isa. Therefore he gets malchus. V'ha-yoshiv ba-koroin, somebody that sits on this wagon that's being driven by klayim, is sefik esaboyim, he also gets malchus. Since he's sitting on the wagon is what's causing the animal to move, he's also over these two animals together, he's also over this lab of Lesachros Peshor V'chamor Yachtov. Rabbi Meir Poter, Meir says, no, you're Poter, the person that's sitting on the wagon, from Malchus. Because he holds, as he's sitting there, it's not making it move. Fi Hashlishis, Sheikshura, Lortzuois, Asura. In other words, let's say you have two horses pulling the wagon. So that's really mutter. Two horses is okay. But then you have a third one, you have a chamor tied onto one of the susim. So therefore, even though mainly the two horses pull the wagon, but since you have a third animal tied on, that makes it an issa of klayim, of bimanik beklayim, and therefore you get malchus. It's asura to do this. Mishnah Dalet. Ein koishrin es hasus, you're not allowed to tie your horse on, loilet side hakoron, not to the sides of the wagon, for loilet achar hakoron, and not to the back of the wagon. But let's say you have other type of animals, you have a chamor moving this wagon, so you're not allowed to tie your horse on the side or the back, because it also could make the wagon move. So again, the binis of lo sachros peshor v'chamor yachtov. Now, v'loyes ha-luvdikin lagmalim. You can't tie on this luvdikin, that's a white chamor, that grows, it's big and strong. So the chiddush is, even though it looks like a camel, still it's called klayim with the camel, that would have the sis le-sachos b'shor v'chamor yachtav. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says, kol ha-nolodim min asus, all the animals that are born from asus. In other words, you go after the mother. If the mother is a horse, Afo pi shavi and chamor, even though the father's was a chamor, still mutarim zeh mzeh. Still there's no issa klayim over here. Reb Yudi says you don't go after the father, you only go after the mother. So since the mother, both cases, was a horse, therefore the kids are also called a horse, so a horse with a horse is mutar. V'chein ha'nolod min ha'chamor, the same thing if the mother is a chamor, afo pi shavi and sus, even though the father is a sus, but since both the mothers is a chamor, the kids are also called like chamorim, and therefore you're allowed to work with them together. Is mutarim zeh and zeh. Avol ha'nolod min ha'sus, min ha'lod min ha'chamor,
It is asurim zem zeh. But a kid that's born from a horse with a kid that's born from a chamor or a donkey, that's also, because that would be nisa klayim by behema. Mishnehei, ha prutiyos asuros. That means mules are also one with the other. We have a mule, which means you're not sure if they were born from a horse or from a donkey. The locha is the asuros, because we don't know, maybe one has a locha like a sus, and one has locha like a chamor. For haramoch muter, haramoch, that's a parrot, that means we know for sure the mother is a horse. So then the locha is muter with another one, because since we know the mothers are horses, the kids are also considered like a horse, there's no isaklaim here. V'yadene hasoda, some people say that means wild people, is chaya, they have a locha like a chaya. Do they have the same halach like a chaya? Rabbi Yossi says, "Mitama is b'yel ki odim." They have tumas and oil, just like a person. If a person is mace, b'yel is mitama the whole oil. Hakupod v'chudas hasnoyim chaya. These type of animals have a halach of a chaya. What about chudas hasnoyim? That's this type of a chuda. Is Rabbi Yossi says that Rabbi Shami says mitame kazayis b'masa. If you carry kazayis of it, you become tame. V'chadosh b'maga. But if you touch it, it's even mitame with the size of a chadosh of a lentil. In other words, this type of a weasel, we have a suffix whether it's a sheretz or whether it's a chaya. Therefore, we go to chumra both ways. The din of a sheretz is mitame b'chadosho, even the size of a chadosh of a lentil, and we machros mitame kazayis b'masa like a chaya. Mishnevov, shor bor, that means a wild ox, min behema, has the same halacha like a behema, and there's no isaklayim to work with a wild shor and with a regular shor. Rabbi Yossi says no min chay, he has a locha like a chaya, and therefore there would be an iser klayim with a regular normal ox. Now kelev, what's the locha of a dog? Min chay has a locha like a chaya, so therefore it's also with a behema. Or else has a locha if somebody sells all the chayas to somebody else, so he sells his kelev also. Rabbi Meir says no, a kelev is called min behema. So therefore, if you sell all your chayos, you do not mean to include a behema. Chazir, what's the loch of a pig? Min behema, it has a loch like a behema. Orod, that's a wild donkey, is min chay, it has a loch like a chaya. Ha'pil v'yakoyf, an elephant and a monkey, min chay, it has a loch like a chaya. Then the Mishnah ends off that v'odom mutter in kulam. A person is allowed to work with any one of these. Lim sheich v'lachrush lahanik. He could either lead it, or else plow with it, or else push it. There's no isaklayim of an animal with a man. It's only a different type of behemoth that you have an isaklayim, but not with a man. But the pasuk says, b'shor uv'chamor yachtov. There's only an isa of two different animals, but not with an adam. An adam is muta with all of them. Yeah, Perek Tes. The Mishnah says, "Ein also mishum klayim." There's no wis of klayim. Klayi begodim means of shatnes. Elat samarapishtim. Only if the material of the cloth is made from wool and flax together. And the pasuk says, "Lesuba shatnes samarapishtim yachtov." V'yena mitama benegoyim. Who then, when does a beged have tumas negoyim? If a neg of a plague comes upon a beged. Ela tzemer pishtin, only if the material, the cloth, is made from either wool or flax or mixed together, then you have the tumas negoyim. Ein hakahanim leivshim leshamesh bebeis hamigdash. All the clothing that the kahanim wear in the beis hamigdash, ela tzemer pishtin. It's all made either from wool or from flax, from no other material. All the big dekuna is made either from tzemer or from pishtin. Tzemer gemalim, now if you have wool from a camel, that does not have a loch of tzemer, that is no isaklayim. But v'tzemer rechelim, you have wool of a sheep, and shetor from zeh b'zeh, that's mixed up together. So there's wool that's osra and wool that's not osra. In other words, the tzemer rechelim, that's the pshan, the term when it says tzemer pishtim. You can't have wool of a sheep with flax. So here you have wool of a sheep and wool of a camel mixed together. So it depends, the Mishnah says. Im roiv min hagamalim, if most of this wool is from the camel's mutter, then like this little bit wool from the sheep is bottle, is mixed up with the gamalim, it's considered like it's not there, and therefore you're allowed to mix this wool with flax. But v'yim roiv min harachelim, let's say most of this wool is from the sheep wool, then also. Then otherwise, the opposite way, the camel wool is bottled to the rechelim, and it's all also with a nis of klayim. What about mechzol, mechzol also? Let's say it's half and half, 50% of this wool is from camel, and 50% is from the sheep, also it's also. It's also to put this material into flax. In other words, the story is that since the wool of the sheep is not a bottle in the wool of the camel, because you don't have more wool of the camel here, so it's still considered like you have wool of the sheep, and therefore when you put it into flax now, you'll have an issa of klayim. Then the Mishnah says, v'chein ha-pishton v'ha-kanvus, the same thing, flax, and another type of a growth called kanvus, that maybe looks like pishton, but does not have the loch of pishton. So the same thing, shetorf and zebzeh, if these two materials like got mixed, the two fibers got mixed up together, so the same thing, if the majority of it is pishton, it would be an isaklayim. If the majority of it is canvas, then there's no isaklayim. And if it's machza machza, the same svara, it's still considered like you have pishton here, and therefore would be also to mix it into wool, there would be an isa of klayim if in such a case. All right, turn over. Your Mishnah base, Hashiroyim, that's a type of smooth silk. The Hakoloch, another type of a silk, looks like gold, they say, is Ein Bohem Mishum Klayim. This material of silk does not have an Issa Klayim. It could be mixed both with flax, or else it could be mixed with wool. Avol Asur Mifnei Marasayim. But Midrabbanan, though it's also, you're not allowed to sew Shirayim silk, not with Tzemer, and not with Pishtin. Because midrabbanan it looks like klayim, so therefore it's midrabbanan. It's also to sew, to put this material of silk with either wool or with flax. However, it is brought down that this is only negay b'zman hamishnah, which they didn't have too much a silk then. So then it was a marasayin. But b'zman is there now that we know the difference between silk. Everybody knows it does not look like klayim. There would not be a marasayin. Then the Mishnah says, HaKorim V'HaKsosois Ein Behem Mishum Klayim. That means a mattress or a pillow does not have an Issa of Klayim. Even though it's made from wool and flax, there's no Issa Klayim, you're allowed to sit on top of it. Because the Torah said it's only Yosa Derech Levisha, it's only Yosa to wear it. But not. Or else the Torah says, U'beged Klayim Shatnis Lo Yalo Lecho. You're not allowed to put it on top of you. But to put it underneath you, that you're allowed to. You're allowed to put the klayim in your mattress or in your pillow. Again, what the Mishnah says, ubavad, but providing, shaloi yehei besoroi negei abhem, it has to be that your flesh, your body, does not touch common contact with the actual mattress. You're not touching the actual mattress, or you're not touching the actual pillow. Like there's a sheet or something in between you. But if your body touches it, that also would be yosa. Then the Mishnah says, Ein arai leklayim. There's no ptur if you just wear klayim like temporary for a short time. No matter how short you're putting the klayim on, if you have a beged made from shatnes and semer, it's also to put it on. There's no heter of ein arai leklayim. There's no heter of arai beklayim. Now, v'lo yilbash klayim afilu agabi yasara. You're not allowed to wear a beged of klayim, even though you're putting on top of 10 clothing that you're wearing already. Still, you're not allowed to put it on top of this. Because even though you're not having hanor enjoyment from it, but since you're doing a mais levisha, it's also. And afilu lignei v'samechas, even the purpose you're doing it now is to like take it away from the tax collector, you shouldn't see it. So you don't have intention, you don't have kavonah to wear it. Still, the mais, since you're doing a mais levisha, still it's also. So Mishnah Gimel. mitfechois hayadayin. Let's say hand towels. If you have hand towels, or else mitfechois hasvarim, or else the svarim, a sefer Torah, that you have wrapped around the mantle you have around the sefer Torah. That's like a towel that you use to wash yourself, to wipe yourself after you washed yourself. Or is ein behem mishum klayim. These things, there's no shash klayim. You're allowed to use them even though it has nisa klayim. It's not called like a levish. You're warming yourself with them. Rabbi Elazar says no, it's asa. You can't use these towels because still it's called you having enjoyment from it. Maybe the material will get wrapped around you, and it's called you having enjoyment from the klayim. Or mitvachos hasaporim. What about the apron? Let's say that a barber uses to put around the person. That's asuras mishum klayim. If it's made from klayim, that's also even according to the Tanna Kamma, because this type of an apron, like you're putting around your body on you, that's like a derech levisha. This is also to use if it's made from klayim. Mishneh Dalet, Tachriche HaMeis, the clothing you put on a mace, there's no Issa Klayim, because when a person is mace, he's potem in a mitzvah. O Mardas Shel Chamor, or the saddle you put on top of a chamor, is Ein Behem Mishum Klayim, there's no Issa Klayim. Since it's underneath you, and it's made from hard material, not having enjoyment from it, there's no Issa Klayim. However, Lo Yitein HaMardas Al Ksefei, but you're not allowed to put this saddle on top of your shoulder. That's called on top of you already. And even though your intention is to carry out the manure on top of it, to carry out the zevel on top of it, but still the pasuk says, you're not allowed to put klayim on top of you. This is called you're putting klayim on top of you. Then Mishnah Hey, people that sell suits, if you sell clothing. So Moichre and Kedark, when you're allowed to sell them normally, it means you're allowed to wear these suits even though they have klayim. Since you don't have intentions of having enjoyment by wearing it, you're only wearing the suits to show off to people how it looks. So since like a zdova sheina miskaven, it's muta. But obavach lo yischavnu becham b'fnei hachamah. It has to be that you do not have intentions of saving yourself, of warming yourself. It can't like protect you from the sun in front of the sun. Or b'hageshamah b'fnei hageshamah. If it's raining outside, you can't go out with these clothing because then they're protecting you from the rain. But the atznuyim, the people that are medaktik and machmir upon themselves, they're very strict upon themselves, mavshilin b'makil. They do not put these suits on top of them, even just to show off how it looks, but rather they'll just throw it on top of a stick and try and show how it looks on top of a stick, but not put it on top of them. Because since l'maisa, to put the klayim on you, they would not put klayim upon you, just rather on top of a stick. Mishneh Vav. Toifrei kisus toifren kedarkoi. It means tailors that, let's say, sew clothing that has klayim inside it. They're not going to wear it, but they're just sewing it. So the locher is toifren kedarkoi. They're allowed to sew these clothing normally, even though the clothing, like, is lying on top of their lap, is on their lap. Still, it's okay. That's not a nisa klayim. But a bovad providing shlo yischavnu b'chamav ne'achamo, they should not have intentions like to make them warm or to protect them from the sun. And they should not have intentions that it should save them from the rain in the rainy season. The atznuyim, again, the people that are machmir upon themselves, toifrim borot, when they go to sew clothing, let's say for the goyim, if they're sewing klaying for them, so the locher is, so therefore they don't sew it when it's on their lap, but rather they'll make sure it's lying on the ground, and there they'll sew it. Not to come, maybe to not have any type of enjoyment from the klayim. But that to make klayim, it's muta. The yisa klayim, like we had before, is only yasa to wear it. Then Mishneh Zayin. Ha birsin. These are different types of wool. There's a wool, a woolen beged that comes from a place that they call it birsin. For ha bardesin. Also a type of a covering made out of a thin type of wool. This is also, that's a type of a beged also made from wool that comes from this type of a city, or else shoes that are made from the pselus of tsema, the bad part of the wool. But kitzi, these are all type of woolen clothing, is la yilbash b'matcha yivdik. You're not supposed to wear them until you check them out and make sure there's no pishtun, there's no flax mixed into them. Rabbi Yossi says, Haboye mechayf hayoyim. These woolen clothing that come from the chayf hayoyim, from the seashore, or memdina sayom, or else from the cities, other cities on the other side of the ocean, is einam tsrichem bedik. You do not have to be bedik. You don't have to check out to make sure there's no flax mixed into these woolen clothing. Nifnei sheches koson the canvas, because as a chazaka, the most probably they use canvas there. They do not use flax, but they use canvas. And like we had before, canvas does not have the yisaklayim. O minol shel zered ein boy mishum kloyim. There's also a type of a shoe that's made from wool, so we're not afraid to say that maybe they sewed it with type of pishtun. We're not afraid they put some pishtun in this. That's where it says ein boy mishum kloyim. We say it's only made out of wool and no pishtun mixed into it. Mishneches. Einosa mishum klayim, we only have the issa midiraisa of wearing klayim, elotovoi v'yorin, only if it was spun and it was woven. In other words, the wool and the pishtun had to be spun and woven together. Shenema, the posuk says, lo silbois shatnes, you're not going to wear shatnes. And vidashna means shua tovi v'nuz. Therefore, vidashna, like dovi shua, it has to be something that shua that was combed, Tovi, it was spun, venuz, and means orig, woven together. Midiraisa, you only have an isaklayim if the flax and the wool was like spun and woven together. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozu says, somebody like that wears klayim, it's called like nolos or melez hu es aviv shebashamayim olov. He's like throwing away a kodesh baruch hu from him. By wearing klayim, doing something wrong, you're like bima akim, you're like throwing away HaKadosh Baruch Hu from you.
Now in the pshat in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says that midiraisa, it's only yosef, you have shatnes, which is dovishu, shua tovi venuz, which means it has to be combed out and spun and then woven. So really it's a machlokes mishoinim. That Rabbeinu Tam Tosa says it's enough to do each one separately. You have to take the strings of the wool, and it has to be combed out, spun, and then woven. And the same thing, or else the nuz, nuz some say means twirled around. You take a few strings together, and you twirl them around, make it a little bit stronger. And then you have to weave it together, that will be an issa of klayim. If you take strings of flax and strings of wool that were separately combed out and spun and then twirled together, that would be an issa klayim. However, Rashi Shittari, that has to be done together, that the Shua Tobi Venus has to be done together with the Tzemer Pishtun. It means you have to have a bunch of flax and raw wool together, and then you have to comb them out together, and you have to spin them together, and then you have to throw them also together. That's the way Rashi Shittari, that's the Yisaklayim Midiraisa. Your Mishnah test, Levodim is Asurin Mifnei Shehem Shuin. Levodim, that's like material made out of wool, the hard material, and you have sometimes some flax or in it also, and which is shua tovi v'nuz also. So therefore, they are surim of neishim shuim, because they were combed out together, therefore there is an isaklayim here. What about piv shel tzemer b'shel pishtin also? Let's say you have a beggar made out of pishtin, and on the bottom of it, the piv here means, that's like the hem, is made out of wool. So you also have an issa klayim over here. And the reason is why? Mivnei shein choizrim biorik, because it goes back when you weave it together. Even though it's not really stuck in, stitched in together, however, when you weave it, it's woven together. Therefore, that makes it also, some learn it's only yosem shumaris ayin, it looks like it's woven together. Rabbi Yossi says, Meshichos shel agomon asuras. If you have pieces or strings of wool, of purple wool, it's also to mix it up with flax. Mivnei shu moilil at shalei kosher. Because sometimes people are moilil, means that they sew it on even before they tie it. So it could come out that you're tying together wool and flax together, therefore there would be an iser of klayim. La yikshar seret, you should not tie together seret or shel tzemer b'shel pishtim, like a piece of flax with a piece of a wool. Lachko boyes mustnov, to tie around your thighs. Afal pi shehoritzua biemta, even though you have a strap in the middle. Now this last halacha of a seret, that's like you make a strap, you make a belt.
So now let a toy severed like a piece, a small piece of tzemer with a piece of flax, even though lachabayas a mustav, you want to make a belt out of it, and the middle you have a leather. So really it's like the linen, the pishtin, the flax, is being tied onto the leather, and then on the other side of the leather you have the wool tied onto it. So far there's no isaklayim. But we're afraid the way you're going to use the belt is you're going to tie the two pieces together. So you're going to tie the piece of pishtim with the piece of flax with the piece of wool together. Therefore, there will be an iser of a klayim. That's what the mishtens off means. Afal pishur etzua b'emsa. Even though the middle right now you have a piece of leather there, but at the ends, the two ends, the wool and the linen and the wool and the flax is going to be tied together. So that's where you can have your iser of klayim.
Mishneh Yud, oisois ha-garden, a garden, let's say weaver, when he want to make a sign on the beged, let's say he has a beged made out of pishtim, made out of flax, and now he wants to like sew his name on the beged that he should know whose it is. So that's oisois, the sign he sews with wool, or else he has woolen, his name written in wool, and now he wants to sew this wool onto the beged. So that's an isaklayim. So that's oisois ha-garden, the weaver himself, or else v'oisois ha-koifsim, when he give it into the cleaners, he also wants to put a simen on the begodim. Is asuras mishum klayim. If they sew on their wool onto the begets or pishtin, it becomes klayim, it's also to wear it. Now ha-toikev t'kifachas, if somebody makes one stitch, he has two clothing, he has two pieces of material, one made out of wool, one made out of flax, and he's now sewing them together. So if he only makes one stitch between the two of them, is ein a chibur, that's not called a chibur, v'ein by mishum klayim. There's no isa klayim, it's not called a chibur, it's not called yachtov. It's not called a chibur attachment to the tum of a tairam, that if one part of the beggar became tamei, the other one is not tamei. And who are then, there's no isa klayim, it's not called pishtim yachtov. Now, if you pull out the one stitch on Shabbos, there's no issa kray, there's no issa, you're pulling it apart. What about also shnei rosheho litzad echad? And then chibur, if you like put the needle in twice and the two sides end up on one side, so that's called the good chibur, it's called attachment, therefore it's called like one beg in the gate to be mekabel tumah. And also v'yesh po mishum klayim, you have an issa klayim here. It's called the good chibur, it's called tzemer pishtim yachtov. V'hashoim toy b'shabbos, somebody pulls this out on Shabbos, chayiv, he's over an iser of kereya. Rabbi Yehuda says, achi yishalish, he says, no, it's not enough to make two stitches, but you have to make three stitches. With three stitches, that's called a chibur. Now hasak, a sack, v'yakupa, basket, mitzor from the klayim. They're considered together, tilchas klayim. In other words, let's say on the sack you have some pishtin, and now on the basket you have some wool. So if you sew the two together, the sack and the kupa together, it's mistarf, it makes an issa klayim. Even though they're two separate kalim, so therefore I would have thought to say even though you sew the two together, it's called like two separate things, it's not called one beged, one klayim. Kamashmala know that if you sew together the sack and the basket, and each one has flax and one has lit and one has wool, mitzarf from the klayim, you would have an issa klayim. All right, slika masechta klayim. We'll stop here for masechta klayim.